Good morning. All right, we'll just go ahead and give the invitation now. All right, if you've got your Bibles, go ahead and turn over to Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And the title of the message is just exactly what it says, All In. And that's what we're going to be looking at this morning. All in. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, if you will, stand for the reading of God's word. Having this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Our Father God, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we just ask that your perfect will be done. Lord, you know what you want to do this morning, what you desire to do this morning. But it really comes down to the fact, Father, are we willing to let you do it this morning? So may we open up our hearts. May we, Father, open up our minds. May we, Father, be willing to do whatever it is that you want us to do, Father. If that is, you want to save us, Lord, and if there's someone here who's lost, and Lord, I want to be saved today. If there's someone here today, Father, that's kind of holding on. They're a believer, but they're just kind of holding on, and you're calling them, and you're saying, come to me, trust me. May they do so. May your will be done. In the name of Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. All right. So if this morning I was to ask you a question, and I don't want you to raise your hand. I don't want no response. I just want you to think it to yourself. But if I was to ask you to raise your hand and say, are you committed to Jesus Christ this morning? Raise your hand. Now, again, don't do it because I don't want to embarrass nobody. But you know if you're committed or not and how deep that commitment goes. The problem is, though, God doesn't want us to be committed. He doesn't want us to be committed. He wants us to be all in. Why does he want us to be committed? Simply because we decide. We decide when. We decide where. We decide how. We decide now or later. When we're committed, I don't care if you're 99.9% committed this morning to Christ, you're still making those decisions. And that's not what God wants. God wants you. He wants me. He wants us. He wants his people to be all in. And we see it right here in Scripture, right? Jesus was not committed to the Father. He wasn't. Jesus was all in on what the Father wanted to do. And that is a huge difference. Because there's too many today who are believers and they're saying, yeah, you know, I'm committed. I'm committed to Christ. But they're still making those decisions. And when you are all in, you don't make those decisions. Some key words. Empty means to surrender. You will not find, I believe, you will not find the word committed anywhere in Scripture. I don't think you'll find it. But here's what you will find. You'll find surrender. You will find sacrifice. Well, surrender doesn't mean you're committed. Surrender means you're all in. Sacrifice doesn't mean committed. Sacrifice means you're all in. Jesus was all in, and he was willing to be sacrificed. What did he sacrifice? What did he surrender when he said he humbled himself and emptied himself? Position, privilege, and rights. He was still the Son of God. He was still the Word in the flesh. He was still the Messiah. He was still Jesus Christ, fully. But when he came to this earth to take on the appearance of man. And it says he emptied himself. He emptied himself of his position because he is king. And guess what? While he walked this earth, he was still king and should have been king. But what did he do? He didn't take that position as king. Now he's got that position. But while he was here, no. What about the privilege of a king? A privilege of a king, what? Gets what they want, when they want, how they want it, right? What did Jesus say? I don't even have a place to lay my head. I don't even have a tomb to lay in. I don't have that. Privilege. Christ had no privilege on this earth. Because he was all in, he emptied himself. He gave up that privilege and the rights. King has rights. He determines what is right, what is wrong. He was willing to sacrifice. He was willing to surrender that while on this earth because he was all in. When we're all in, servant, we give up the right to be in charge. You, myself, any believer, you give up the right to be in charge of your life because you're all in. It is now Christ who's in charge of your life. It is Christ who says, this is what I want you to do. This is when I want you to do. This is how I want you to do it. And when we surrender, we go all in, we become available and vulnerable. So I go back to that word commitment. When we're 99.9% committed to Christ, there's still that tenth of a percent we're not available. And we determine when we're not available. Lord, I can't go on that mission trip. Lord, I can't do that. I mean, we determine when we're available and when we're not available. But when we're all in, you are available 100% of the time. And that's what Christ wants. Vulnerable. Now, that's a big one right there. Because we become vulnerable. Let's see here. Christ was mocked. He was beaten. He was betrayed. And what did he do? Did he get revenge? Did he become offended? Did he say, I'm going to get even with them? No. No. When he was on the cross, what did he say? Forgive them. You see, when we're 99.9% committed or whatever percentage you want to put on there, we're not vulnerable. Because when somebody does us wrong, we may have a little bit, I want to get even. Or I'm not going to be manipulated. Nobody's going to step on me. I see, didn't Jesus say, when somebody slaps you on the cheek, what do? Punch them back? You may want to. You turn the other cheek. When you're all in, you're available and you're vulnerable. Because when you are serving Christ, people may take advantage of you. People may try to hurt you. Maybe physically. They may try to hurt you physically. They may talk about you. They may not want to associate with you anymore. Whatever it is for you, but you're vulnerable. And it's not about getting revenge. It's about simply being who Christ has called you to be. Again, as we've seen in this passage, having the same attitude or the mindset of Christ, that even if they nail you to the cross, you say, forgive them. That's hard. It's hard, but you know what? We can do it. And the only way you can do it is that you have to be all in. Because if you are 99, I keep going back to that 99, if you are 99.9% committed to Christ, you are not all in. There's still that part of you that's holding on. There's still that part of you that may want to get revenge. There's still that part of you that says, I can't forgive them. I can't help them. They've taken advantage of me too many times. All in, you either are or you're not. And being all in is an everyday thing. Every day. You cannot come up here this morning and say, God, I want to be all in, and then get up tomorrow and start Wednesday or whenever it is and go back to saying, well, I'm committed. No. It's every day. It's getting up every day. It's starting your day every day. It's like, Lord, help me to be all in. Because I want to tell you, Satan wants you to be committed. He wants you to be committed. He says, man, you can be committed up to 100%. You know, just don't give that 100%. Don't just go all in. You can be committed to what he wants. And Jesus is saying, but I want you to be all in. So you get up every day and say, God, help me to be all in today. Can't do anything about yesterday. You can't do anything about tomorrow, but you can take care of today. And man, as you're going through the day and things happen, distractions come. Listen, Satan comes at you with everything you got. You may have to stop every hour upon the hour. God, help me be all in this hour. Whatever it takes for you to be all in, do it. Do it. Because Satan will distract you. He will tempt you. He will do anything to keep you from being all in. Why is that important? Because when we decide when, where, how, now, and later, we lose. You lose. Over in Matthew chapter 8, 19 through 22, you can read it if you want to. It's, get there. But it's two individuals that come up to him, right? And they say, Jesus, I'll follow you. I'll follow you, but permit me to go back and to bury my father. Permit me to go back to say goodbye to my family, right? What are they saying? God, I'll follow you. I'll be committed to you, but not right this second. I need to do this first. And that's what they were saying. Lord, I'm committed to you. I'll follow you anywhere you want to go, but that 99.9, you could almost say it, 99.9, but, and we're all guilty of it. We are. Let's not fool ourselves. We're all. And I'll start right here with me. We're all guilty. We lose. Here's an illustration. Right? Big sports fan. You guys know that. How many championships are lost because they weren't all in? You see, being all in doesn't mean you be all in at game time. You're all in throughout the week. When you're there watching film, when you're on the practice field, you're all in all the time. How many games or championships have been? Now, again, I know you've got talent and all that, and I get that. Right? But when a player is not all in at practice time, it will eventually show up at game time. It will come out. So how many championships, how many games have been lost simply because a player during the practice week wasn't all in? They weren't focused. They were not 100% into what they were doing. And because of that, it showed up at a big moment. And you go back, right, to the last Super Bowl, this past Super Bowl, two plays that defined almost the whole Super Bowl. And that is when Tom Brady, which I am thankful that he dropped a pass. Okay, I'm going to show my bias here. When he dropped a pass, came so close. But on the other hand, the statue now that's been erected in front of the stadium, when the quarterback ran into the end zone, the player threw the ball to him. That one play kind of defined the whole Super Bowl. And it's throughout life. We lose when we're not on. I put Allen Iverson up there. Now, I remember Allen Iverson. I don't know if you do or not. He's a Hall of Fame basketball player. But he did an interview. He did an interview one time during his playing days with the 76ers. And he had been missing practice. Now, he was the star of the team. The team kind of looked up to him. Again, a Hall of Fame basketball player. I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous athlete. And they had him up there at the podium. He'd been having problems with his coach because his coach was stressing, you need to be here at practice. And Allen Iverson goes on, practice? And I'm trying to recreate, practice? He was saying, it's practice. It doesn't mean anything. Oh, yes, it does. It's just as important as being there at game time. It's important, guys, that we're all in on Sunday. We're all in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and whatever God's having you to do. Because when it comes time for Him to, He wants to do something through you or in you, if you're not all in, are you ready for it? Are you prepared for it? Allen Iverson was the star of the team. He should have been setting the example of what all in was about. Guess what? As a believer, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to set the example of what all in is all about because Christ set the example of what all in is all about. And there are people who are watching you. It's kind of like when they asked, I think it was Charles Barkley or Shaquille O'Neal, they said, you know, what about your role as being a superstar? People look up to you. People admire you, especially young people. And they said, I didn't ask for that. You know what? We didn't ask for that. But the truth is, people's watching you. People's looking at you. And if they don't see you all in every day, that says a whole lot. It told his teammates, it only counts when the game is real. Jesus says life is about real, and you've got to be all in all the time. You don't decide. I don't decide when and where and how, now or later. I don't. When I gave my life to Christ, I gave Him to be in charge. So did you. So did all believers. All in. When we decide to become servants, to become available and vulnerable, that is when we experience the power of God, the presence, and to be able to accomplish His purpose. That is when. I'll give you some examples. And I am not going to read every one of those examples, but you tell me, Moses, was he all in? Paul, was he all in? It didn't matter if he was in prison, shipwrecked, being snake bitten. It did not matter. Paul was all in. Elisha, when Elijah came up to him, Elisha says, I'm all in. And what did he do? He went back and killed his oxen and burned his plows. Jeremiah, imprisoned, was all in. Ezekiel went through the things that Ezekiel went through, all in. What about Ruth? We just finished a study on Ruth. Was Ruth all in or not? And what happened? Boaz, the line of Christ. What about Caleb? Esther? The Bible is filled with what? With individuals who were all in. And the Bible also has a few accounts of people who weren't. Let me ask you, who won? You got it, Jerry. Those who were all in. Doesn't mean it was easy. Kind of like she said this morning before she sung. I trust you. If I'm a widow at 35, I trust you. Why? Why was she able to say that? Because she was all in. When you're all in, you can say that. If it's what we determine is good or what we determine is bad, but we're all in. It's up to God. They were all willing to be available anytime, any place, anyway, and vulnerable, willing to be open to whatever God wanted to do. And they could do it with confidence. They could do it with trust. They could do it with joy. I can't imagine being in prison. I can't imagine being on a boat and we're going to go down and, Paul says, don't worry about it. Dwayne, I would be worrying about it. I'll be honest with you. But he was able to. Why? Because he was all in. He knew God had it. And if it meant the end, like for John the Baptist, hey, do I really want to lose my head? No, but if so be it, so be it. Why? I'm all in. And to kill me is a good thing because I get to go be with him. When you're all in, you can face those difficulties, those situations with joy. Doesn't mean it's easy, but you can do it. Being all in. So you go back, right? Have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient, even to the point of death, even the death on a cross. And I would insert here, because he was all in. So this morning, are you committed or are you all in? Only you can answer that. If you're not all in, you're missing out. You're missing out on what God wants to do. I can't tell you what it is. I have no clue. But God knows. You're missing out. If you're here today and you're lost, you're losing. You're missing out on a relationship that is unbelievable. Not just talking about security, salvation, but I'm talking about a relationship that is absolutely unbelievable. Be all in. Be all in today. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, okay? We have it. It's not easy. But it's worth it. Kind of like victory, right? Victory doesn't mean it's easy. Victory's hard. Any professional team that gets that victory, it's tough. It's hard. You've got to work at it. But it's worth it. And to be able, you know... We always want to say, right? We always want to say, or hear the Father say to us when we get to heaven, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And we all want to hear that. We all want to hear that. But wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be kind of neat? We get to heaven and we say, Father, I just want you to know I was all in for you. I was all in for you. Now, I know he knows that. And we may not be able to say a word to him when we get there. But I want to look up at him and say, Lord, I was all in for you. Are you all in or are you committed? Our Father God, as we bow before you this morning, there's no doubt in my mind, there is so much that you want to do in our lives and through our lives. It may be today, Father, you're just waiting. You're not asking for commitment. I think that's almost the furthest thing that you're asking for. You're simply asking for us to be all in. A living sacrifice. That's all in. And that's what you want. Now, Lord, I don't know what that means as far as going forward. I don't know what it means that what you're going to do. I don't know what it means as far as what I'm going to encounter along the way. But I know this. I would rather be all in and face those situations and go and do the things and be the person that you would have me to be and have us to be than to be committed and to miss out. I don't want to miss out on what you want to do. So, Lord, if there is someone here today that says, yes, I'm committed, I pray today, Father, you'll change their thinking. You'll say, I don't want to be committed. I want to be all in. If there's someone here today, Father, that is not saved, and they're saying,
Not now. Not now, later, when I'm ready. Father God, I pray and I beg of you to speak to their heart and help them to see, Lord, there may not be a later. They better go all in now. Have your way. Have your way. It's in the name of Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.
I'm going to ask that you stand. I'm going to play through this song a couple times, Oh How He Loves You and Me. And after a couple times through, we will join in song, but I encourage you to take this as a time of prayer. Join with me this time.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you, Samantha, for singing. Thank you for singing this morning as well. Name, I'm sorry. but thank you. Thank you for being here. Of course, we'll have services tonight. We'll meet here in the sanctuary. And then Ken shared with me that for the family that committed the murder-suicide, for the kids, we are going to take up a love offering for them. Ken, when are we doing that? Okay, so we are going to take up a love offering today for that family, for the kids, here as we leave. Thank you again for being here. Be all in every day. Some days are harder than others, right? It is. We all battle. We all have struggles. But God will help you to be all in if you'll just trust Him. He will give you whatever you need for it. As we talked about Wednesday,
His grace is new every day. His strength is new every day. So you need a little bit extra strength tomorrow, Cherry? God will give it to you. He will. He'll give you what you need to be all in. All right, I'm not going to preach again. Not. All right. Somebody want to lead us in a word of prayer? I guess I'll close it. Our Father God, we thank you for today. Lord, we do. Father, I believe everybody here strives to be all in every day. But we do struggle. And there's days it's easier to be committed than to be all in. So Lord, may we start every day with the idea, with the mindset, with the prayer. Lord, help me to be all in today. And you'll give us the strength. You'll give us the grace. You'll give us, Father, whatever we need for us to be all in, just like you did with Christ. It was hard. But he was all in every day. And you provided all that he needed every day to be all in for you. And you'll do the same for us. We just got to want to be that. So, Lord, help us as we go forth from here. Use us anytime, any place, any way. And when people do mistreat, when people take advantage of us, that's okay. That's okay. You'll take care of it. We'll trust you. We love you. We praise you, Father. Bless each one here. Bless families. Bless Kingsway for your glory, for your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.